The epistle appointed to be read for the Feast of the Ascension is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them, and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore, who were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who said also to them, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them for their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. But they, going forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working withal, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven. These words are taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, one of the most important battles in the history of the church was a sea battle known as the Battle of Lepanto. The Battle of Lepanto stemmed the westward spread of the Ottoman power across the Mediterranean Sea. This battle was fought during the reign of Pope St. Pius V, whose feast we celebrate today, May 5th. But the feast of our Lord's Ascension takes precedence. It was a battle fought between Catholic Europe and the Muslim Turks. Solomon II, the leader of the Turks, had conquered Greece and Hungary. He had his eyes set on Europe. All of Christendom seemed to be at their mercy. The Turkish armies were flushed with victory after victory. They were powerful. well-equipped and directed by the ablest generals. Their navy was far superior in every way to what the Christians could command. And now their object was to capture France and Italy, seize Rome, and transform St. Peter's Basilica into a Turkish mosque. Pope St. Pius V realized this dangerous threat of the Turks, and he tried to get the Catholic monarchs of Europe to realize this too, but almost all turned a deaf ear to him. And thus, out of the entire continent of Europe, Pius V succeeded in uniting only Spain and Venice. And he named the brave Don Juan of Austria to be the commander-in-chief of the expedition. Pius V sent orders to him to attack the Turks and promised him that God would give him victory. On September 15th in the year 1571, the Feast of the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady, 208 galley ships, holding about 50,000 sailors and only 31,000 soldiers, set off in search for the menacing Turkish fleet. A few weeks after the naval fleet set sail, Don Juan and the Holy League of Crusaders met the formidable Turkish fleet led by Ali Pasha, their general. It was on Sunday, October 7th. They met in a bay off the coast of Greece called Lepanto. The Catholics, with their 208 ships, faced the 335 ships of the Turks. One of the Catholic generals, seeing that they were far outnumbered, became afraid and was on the point of retreating. But Don Juan, who was wearing golden armor, went out in a tiny cruiser and sailed before all the Catholic ships, and in his hand he held out an iron crucifix. He did this to give his soldiers consolation and courage. All of the soldiers on their separate boats knelt down in prayer to prepare for the battle. There was evident silence. Some were saying the act of contrition, others were reciting the rosary. At the moment the fighting began, Catholic soldiers could be heard shouting their battle cry, "Long live Mary!" And the brutal battle lasted about 5 hours. The critical point of the fight was when both generals' ships crashed against each other's, and the Turkish commander, Ali Pasha, was slain. And the Turks, seeing their general dead, were struck with fear and thus quickly surrendered to the Catholics. At the very moment when victory crowned the arms of Don Juan of Lepanto, the sovereign pontiff Pius V received a divine revelation of the event. Suddenly breaking off a council, one historian writes, he was then holding, Pius V said to the cardinals, "This is not the time to talk of business. Let us go and return thanks to God. Our arms have been blessed with victory." And St. Pius V decided to make a feast in honor of this victory. He named it the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, and later on it was changed to Our Lady of the Rosary. Pope Pius V was ever mindful of our Lord's words, "Amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you." Pius V, through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, besought a victory over the Turks. Some authors describe the Battle of Lepanto as one of the most important and decisive battles in all of Christianity, and is counted among the top five naval battles of all time. And as Pope St. Pius V guaranteed victory to Don Juan of Austria and his army, we, my dear friends, have been guaranteed a victory as well. For you see, my dear faithful, we are all soldiers. We are engaged in a battle. The bond between our Lord and a soul in a state of sanctifying grace is immeasurable. The devil wants to destroy this bond, and so he wages war against us. We all know how difficult it is to preserve ourselves from the deceits of the devil, of the world, and from our own passions. Each day we fight these enemies, and hence this struggle may be considered a battle. It is a spiritual battle for your soul. On the one hand, you have the devil fighting for your soul. On the other, you have our Lord urging you to persevere in grace. The war itself is already over. The war between good and evil has already been won. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ vanquished our enemy, the devil, when he died on the cross for our sins. That is when the war ended. After our Lord died on the cross, he rose again on the third day. His resurrection was the final triumph over the devil. But his ascension, which we celebrate today, was the crowning victory over the devil. However, even though the war between good and evil, between our Lord and the devil, is ended, there are still battles to be fought. And these battles are individual battles. They are the battle for your soul. Through the death of our Lord, you have been guaranteed victory. It is simply yours for the taking. You get to choose who wins. You decide who gets your soul. Will you fall on the spiritual field of battle and give your soul to the devil by deliberate mortal sin? Or will you place your soul in the caring hands of our Savior? To be a true Catholic hero, we are to strive for heaven, and the thought of our Lord's ascension should motivate us to fight for heaven. For our Lord's ascension should fill us with hope. Christ is there in heaven urging us to fight the good fight and granting us the necessary graces to overcome our enemy, the devil. God, who is all-powerful and faithful to his promises, will give us a means to obtain eternal happiness. But we have to correspond with his graces and do our part. Let us then persevere in this battle for heaven. To help you fight and persevere in grace, receive the sacraments frequently. For it is in the sacraments that we gain strength to fight. Avoid the occasions of sin. The devil uses these occasions to weaken the soul, causing you to eventually fall. And finally, pray to Our Lady for assistance. The month of May is the month especially dedicated to our Heavenly Mother. And as she aided the victory at Lepanto, she will help you, particularly in the time of temptation. If we do this, our Lord will come for us once the battle is over. We know from the epistle that our Lord will come again. For St. Luke says, "This Jesus shall come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven." And when Christ comes, he will take the souls of the elect to heaven with him. So be consoled in the thought that our Lord will come again to bring us to heaven. Don't give up hope in this daily struggle. Have confidence in the good and merciful heart of our Savior. And when the last battle is fought at the end of the world, we must be on the right side so that our Lord may raise us up from this spiritual battlefield. On that day, we will look up and see our Lord, and he will reward us for having fought the good fight. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.